This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. Let's see what we can do today in 15 minutes. For the first 120 seconds of that, I'm going to let everyone know what's going on, who I am, what this ministry is. This ministry, this radio program is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Of course, it's a pun, but it's a pun on if I owned a radio station, which the owner of this station, Ray Cassis, knows. I'd love to own my own radio station, and if I could, this is what I would call it. WGOD, because you see, I know the secret and I share it with you. God's always broadcasting 24 hours a day. And if you and I can tune into His frequency, you'll hear a word from God. Not only that, you'll hear continuous words from God day in and day out as long as you tune in. That's why I call this program what I call, used to be called Gospel Study. The Lord led me some 2 years ago now to change the name of it. This is WGOD Radio. God's broadcasting. Let's tune in here today. We are going to hear today the third part of this message I preached a couple weeks ago, Mark chapter 9. Now, we're up to chapter 13 at church. You're invited out to church this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. We're looking at what'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world. Last week's sermon was Jesus' first response to that. Take heed that no man deceive you. This week, we're going to start looking at the list. Famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. People saying that they are him. That's what we're looking at here this week. Now, here today, we're in the middle of this sermon on the transfiguration. Let's call it the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Now, Peter, James, and John caught a short glimpse of this. Now, James, John's brother, the first to die, remember, he was going to die a couple of weeks after this. Acts chapter 12, Herod had him killed. That, I believe, is the fulfillment of this prophecy. Some of you standing here are going to see what I really look like before you die. And this was James. Now, this vision stuck with Peter for the rest of his life. 30 years after this, this is what he wrote, if you'd like to turn here. 2 Peter chapter 1. Well, I desperately get a drink. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. It says, "For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now look at this. It says, "We were eyewitnesses of his," what's the next word? Say it again. Majesty. Think about that. Eyewitnesses of his majesty. You know, who wrote this book? Let me think about it. What's so special about the Bible? This book, inspired by God and penned by eyewitnesses of His majesty. You rest assured, when you sit at home tonight and read your Bible, or next week when you read your Bible, remember, this book was penned by eyewitnesses of His majesty. They saw it with their own eyes. They wrote it down here so you would know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and they died for it. All of them died for it. They were eyewitnesses. They were on this mountain with Him. They saw this happen with their own eyes. They saw a man change forms into something no dry cleaner could make that white. They wrote it down for you. And you've got it. You know, people, what's so special about the Bible? Why should I believe that? This book, inspired by God, written down by eyewitnesses who saw it with their own eyes. And they wrote it down for you so that you would know and not forget that Jesus Christ is Lord. Remember that the next time you hear a scoffer on TV or someone who says, you don't believe that old book, do you? This is the inspired word of God. Let me move on. Again, this is what Peter wrote here. We did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to Him from the excellent glory. Isn't that funny? He said, He didn't say such a voice came to us. He said such a voice came to Him. Capital H. This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with Him on the holy mount. And 2 Peter 1, 16 through 18. Stayed with Him His whole life. As I'd imagine that would stay with you your whole life too. If you saw that, if you witnessed that with your own eyes. If you saw Moses tomorrow, would you remember it? Would you need faith anymore to believe? No, you wouldn't. Now the text says, Jesus changed forms. What would you say if I told you that to a certain degree, you can do the same thing? What would you say? What would you say if I told you you were commanded to do the same thing? Where is that, preacher? Let's go to Romans chapter 12. What are you laughing at? Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says this: Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Isn't that funny? It's a pun in English, but it's not in Greek. I've never seen that before. In Greek, they're nowhere near similar words. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. All right, there's the command. Be ye transformed. Metamorphe. Same Greek word. Transformed. Or how about this? Be ye transfigured. That's the command to you. Be ye transfigured. How? The verse goes on. By the renewing of your mind. Are you telling me, Pastor, that I can undergo the same thing that Jesus did? To a certain degree, yes, you can. But your transformation is on the inside, not on the outside, like Jesus' was. You too can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you do that by spending time in this book. This is how you do it. Spend time in this book. Renew your mind, and you will have the victories in your life that elude you. The answer to all your problems is found right here, in this book, in this verse. Do not be conformed to this world. How many times must the Bible tell us? Don't be conformed to the world. Don't be like the world. How many times do you need it? 1 John 2:15, James 4:4, adulterer, adulteress. How many times do you need it? Remember, the Lord Jesus is going that way, and he's coming back for those that are going in that direction. Do not be conformed to this world. Okay, let's get a local example out of that. Over here, the Brevard County School wants to let confused men use the ladies' room. Now, to be conformed to this world is, well, I better not offend anybody. So all the men can come in here and use the ladies' room. We don't want to offend anyone. That is conforming to this world. Or I once saw not too long ago, the pastor of a church got another man's hand and got on his knee and said, "Will you marry me?" And the whole church applauded instead of throwing him out. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Many of you, I'm grateful for it, have nice things to say to me and are blessed in some way by these sermons or teachings that you hear. But let me give the credit where credit is due, okay? At a very young age as Christian, that is, one day old, I became addicted to the Word of God. And this is the reason that I am what I am today. It's because I'm addicted to the Word. It's why I own over 300 Bibles. I'm addicted to the Word and I can't get enough. Somebody help me with my addiction. I sit at home and sniff Bibles for fun. That's what I do. It's why I'm always happy. It's why I always get the victory. It's why I'm not deceived for too long. Everyone is deceived. Spend time in this book. You won't be deceived for very long. Because I know the secret, and I share it with you. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. This book is alive. Spend time in this book. Make it your life. It will transform you. It'll shatter your addictions. What are you addicted to today? Whatever it is, God is the great addiction breaker, and he shatters addictions. Join me. Be addicted to the Word of God.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Sometimes I fail, you're my serenade. should I stumble again?